Hey everyone, welcome back. Verizon Vikings training camp. We have another special guest. It's Andrew Siciliano, one of our favorites. Someone we get to talk to quite a bit. We're going to talk to him right now because he's here at training camp. What's up, man?
Bobby, how are you, man? Good to see you.
I'm doing great. It's good to see you. What have you thought about Mankato and Vikings camp so far?
You know what? What surprised me is I texted Steve Mariucci yesterday. And I said, hey, I'm about to get on the plane. What's your deal? And he said, I've never been to Mankato. Tape your ankles! He's getting excited. We're happy to be here. We had a blast today. I thought it was great. I know you guys talked about it earlier when Teddy Bridgewater came over before his presser, before the walkthrough, just to see the smile on his face, to see him and hear him for the first time since last August, be pretty open. At the same time, talk about how his mother's fight, her battle against cancer, has inspired her to be a fighter. I thought that was great. And look, there's a lot of talent on this team. I know we talked about it when you were in LA a couple of months ago. It's a question of, you know, can you find again that magic from last September?
You're here for NFL Network's Inside Training Camp Live coverage, which you can catch every day beginning at 9 a.m. Central. What are you looking to capture or glean about a team when you're here doing what you're doing? What's on the radar for you?
We're just trying to give fans the most access they can get and to just give them a taste of all 32. Clearly, Vikings fans want to hear from Zim and from Sam and from Eric Hendricks and Anthony Barr and everyone we spoke to today, having Teddy stop by as well for a little bit. You know, they want to get that, but they also get that from you guys all the time as well. So we're just trying to give the Vikings a national stage, and then I'm going to move on to Philly after that and do that for the Eagles, and we'll be to Pittsburgh, we'll be in Foxborough, I know right now we're in Washington with the Redskins. You can't do all 32 every day, but we try to get to all 32 at least once a day. And then as we move around, we're going to be with all 32 at one point. Every day we have 220 hours of live training camp coverage. Actually, no, 221, because we came on early on Monday to get the Jason Garrett press conference. So we added an hour for free.
Lots of work going on. For you, when you think about the Vikings, I think everyone knows about the defense and they're confident in the defense, and Mooch was talking about it too. But offensively, in your mind's eye, what's this offense going to look like, and what do they need to be good at for the Vikings to regain supremacy in the NFC North?
They got to run for more than 75 yards a game, which is number 32. Obviously, they went out and found two new tackles, and in all likelihood, they have a new center. So with three key pieces there, reworking that line, keeping Sam upright, giving Sam time to throw the ball downfield, 76% or whatever it was is great, but you want to see a little bit more through the air, obviously, downfield. I think they have the weapons if Michael Floyd is back on the field in October, if Dalvin Cook and if Latavius Murray can give you the running attack that you so badly lacked last year. I think the pieces are in place. And I think the fact that, you know, Pat Shurmur isn't calling plays with Norv Turner's play sheet anymore. Pat was put in a tough position last year because he's a straight West Coast guy, and he's really – you know, he could do his own thing, but he's got to call what Norv had installed and had been here with. So, and I think considering the familiarity, I hate that word, by the way, that he and Sam have, I think will pay dividends this year.
Right, and now with the full offseason to get that thing going. What do you love about covering the NFL the way you get to do it? Because you get to see a lot of cool stuff.
What do I love about it? I just love that we do it. I mean, we're lucky to do it. Every time you're having a bad day, we've all had bad days. You've had bad days. Every time you're having a bad day, just step back for a second, catch your breath, and go, really, is there anything else you want to do? And the answer is no.
You got to be ready every day if you're working with Mooch, too. That guy's got a lot of energy.
He's the best, though. Some of us at work jokingly refer to him, not jokingly, it's the truth, as world's greatest human. There isn't anything he can't do on the air, certainly. He is maybe the greatest storyteller I've ever met in my entire life, and I mean that not only on the air but certainly off the air as well. Some of his stories about Favre or about, like, he's told a story today on there about getting coffee every day with, or carpooling for 5 years every day with, Rod Marinelli when they were at Cal. We're told a story about hiring Dan Quinn as a kid out of Hofstra or Fordham, I don't remember where it was, but just he has so many stories, he has seen so much, he's coached in this division, and he's a joy to work with.
Well, it's a joy to have you on with us. Thank you for your time. You're busy. We appreciate it, all right?
Great to be in Mankato.